As human beings, we enter history through our actions, which are unrepeatable, and the consequences of which we can never completely predict. We can make amends, but we can never take back what we do. We can never keep a broken promise, and never retrieve good or bad done to others. This fundamental human truth exists at different levels and at different degrees of intensity. Thus, an act of marriage to a particular person at a particular time is unrepeatable, with significant consequences for those involved, although usually without large historical consequence. A government that goes to war, on the other hand, an action as the result of a number of decisions by a number of people, has considerable historical consequence that could affect thousands of people. The relation of action to history is complex and highly pertinent to the importance of religion, and that religions mediate the human encounter with mystery through action, and so can affect history. On the one hand, we have macro-historical forces operating over large stretches of time, characterized as the longue durée by the French Annales school, in which human persons seem to be of little consequence, while on the other, we have subjective human action that impacts upon the world. The human subject is both the consequence of history, the product of a certain time and space, language and culture, economic and social forces, yet also acts upon history and in some sense stands outside of it. We are both the products of history and its agents. In sociology, this is formulated as the problem of which has priority, structure or agency. We are social actors as products of the social system, and yet we act upon the social system to change it. My claim that religions express a human will to meaning needs to be located in the broader context of this complex problem. We need to present an account of the theorizing about religion in macro-historical terms and to locate religious practice in relation to this debate. While I would wish to make claims about religion that holds up across traditions, we first need to be historically sensitive to the conditions of late modernity, within which religions continue to flourish. Although we will develop these themes in later chapters, we need to place religion not only in the context of the will to meaning, but in the context of the historical processes that have created our modern condition. This understanding of religion as a cultural form that mediates the encounter with mystery needs to be located within the history of social theory. It is a claim of social realism insofar as the encounter with mystery is expressed as action, and is a claim of religious ontology insofar as it reveals a truth about the nature of our strange world. In its purest or simplest articulation, the will to meaning is the human act itself framed by the imagination. We do things for a reason, which is conceptualized or represented in our minds, and which in turn is based on a precognitive sense of bodily being. Religious actions are framed by a religious imaginaire, and the purpose of such acts, the meaning of such acts, is directed towards a transcendent goal, even when simultaneously directed towards the world. That is, the ultimate goal of many religions is a salvation or liberation that both transcends the world and is achieved only through and within it. The human encounter with mystery is mediated by action, and so the body, informed by a religious imagination. The Buddhist meditating in the morning, along with the Muslim call to prayer, are intentional actions driven by distinct imaginaries or ways of conceptualizing the nature of reality and the human place within it. People's actions have been driven by the religions they inhabit, which traditionally have formed systems of total meaning. Historically, the majority of human beings have made sense of their lives through religions. Religions have formed their daily behavior, as well as their political actions. And in modernity, religious people need to negotiate multiple identities which hold together the religious imagination along with advanced economic, technological, and scientific knowledge.